This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, it's been a compelling Premier League season, and until about 10 days ago, we didn't know where the title was going to end up. It was a three-horse race, Liverpool, Arsenal and Manchester City. It's now a two-horse race, Liverpool beaten 2-0 in the Merseyside derby by Everton and drawing at West Ham on Saturday means they're out of the picture. Arsenal are a point ahead of Manchester City. Manchester City have a game in hand, and at the moment they're warm favourites to win the Premier League, and this will be Pep's sixth Premier League if he wins it. John Giles joins us now to talk about the season and to talk about the last little spell. John, we'll start with Liverpool and the row between Mo Salah and Jurgen Klopp on the touchline on Saturday, when Mo Salah was left out of starting 11, as indeed he was at Everton. They had a very public row, and it looks bad. And I want to go back to the thing of Klopp announcing he was leaving in January. Not a good idea, I thought at the time. I know you don't believe that it's a good thing when managers, coaches say, I'm going at the end of the season. What have you made of this, John? And what have you made of their performances since? Because I think the season has become more about Klopp than getting the Premier League title.
Well, I think when a manager of Klopp's stature, and what he's done at Liverpool, is a huge comment or decision to be made from Christmas to the end of the season that he won't be there next season. I believe in football. When you're in it together and you're really, really in it together to do what needs to be done. Because like when the manager says, I won't be here next season, and it's happened before in different clubs. And I know as an experience of players, because we had a bit of that with Tom Reeve as well.
Yes.
You're in it together. You're a club. You're fighting for each other. And then the manager is saying, well, I'm going to go at the end of the season. The first thing that I found as a player, say, well, what's going to happen? Who's going to come in?
Yeah.
What about our contracts? In other words, that spirit that you have is a combination which is vital to what needs to be done.
Yep.
We're in together forever.
Yes.
And I think once the manager makes the decision to say, well, I won't be here next season, it changes all that.
The chemistry changes.
If you go back to Alex Ferguson, his day, Eamon, he said at Christmas, I'm going at the end of the season, and they didn't win a match.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel. That to have that team spirit, because how do you define team spirit? How do you define it all when you're going for things? And the manager then is saying, well, I won't be here next season.
Yeah.
I think it does affect you.
Yes.
And I think it has affected Liverpool.
Right.
Now, the Mo Salah situation is a separate situation in certain ways, because we don't know really What is the row about? There is a row. What is the row about, Eamon? You know?
Well, being left on the bench, I think, for matches. Now, interestingly, at City, for example, De Bruyne has been left on the bench. Haaland has been left on the bench. He's left players on the bench. You know, Grealish, for most of the season, was on the bench. Yet when he gets in the side, he comes and he does the job. So that has happened at Arsenal. It's happened also at Spurs with players who are left on the bench, wouldn't like it.
Yeah, but players won't like that, Eamon. But none of those managers said they're leaving at the end of the season.
Exactly. And the other thing about that, John, that struck me, I might be wrong, but when Salah was in negotiations with Liverpool, his contract negotiations, he wasn't negotiating with Klopp, but he was negotiating on the assumption that the club and the team that he was part of and essential to, really, and has made a major contribution to, that on the assumption Klopp would be there.
Yes.
And then he discovers he signed a contract, he's committed to the club, he signed a contract last July, actually. It's a 300 grand a week contract, it's a good contract, but he's approaching 32 now, and we do know that the owners at that club are very, very reluctant, Fenway Sports, American owners, they're very reluctant. They got rid of Wijnaldum when he was 30, because he was 30. So it's out the door, Jordan Henderson, Fabinho, all players who were veterans, really, in the eyes of these owners. So Mo now is probably gone. It just occurred to me that when they were fighting on the touchline at West Ham, it was a very public bust up, wasn't it, John? You rarely see that subconsciously. It may be related to the fact that Klopp is going, and also related to the fact that in the back of Mo's mind, he might have thought, this guy was trying to get me to stay not so long ago. Now he's going.
Well, we don't know.
We're only guessing at it,
which we're entitled to do. But if there's a row between Salah and Klopp, Eamon, over the situation, I think you're saying, well, I didn't know you were leaving when I was negotiating the contract.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that was the primary cause of it. I'm saying somewhere in the back of his mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And I think what happened there, I think when Klopp did the deal with Salah, he might not at that stage be talking about leaving.
Yeah.
Right? And I do believe that Klopp would have preferred not to say anything until the end of the season.
Right.
And I think the owner said, no, we can't have that. We have to tell them now.
Yeah, because they need the search for a new coach to come.
Exactly, and all the things that go with it, Eamon.
Yeah, and it's better to do that in during the season than at the end of the season when maybe 10 clubs would be looking for a new coach.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And the supporters wouldn't be very happy.
Yeah.
You know, so you from the owner's point of view and the manager's point of view, there's two different reasons. The manager wants to say, no, I'll leave it till the end of the season because that's what we do. And the owner said, no, we've got the supporters to deal with, and we would prefer if you told them now and you won't be here at the end of the season. That's what I think, Eamon.
Right.
And I don't know, but that's what I think. I think the manager definitely would prefer to say, I'll leave it till the end of the season.
Right. Before we move on to Arsenal and Manchester City, John, it's probably fair to say that Klopp's announcement in January didn't help the cause.
No, I think it certainly doesn't help us.
Right. Eamon.
Because from a player's point of view, the player's point of view has to believe the team spirit that you're there forever. We're all here together. We're all doing it forever, especially till the end of the season.
Yeah.
And when the manager says we're going, that breaks that contact that's there for say, team spirit. You know what I mean?
It's sometimes it's unspoken.
Yes.
It's just a fact.
We're in it. we're in it together.
Yeah.
We're going, you know,
yeah.
week by week, we're in it together. We want to win the league. And the club has been there a good few seasons, as
Nine.
We know.
Yeah.
But once you hear, I mean, I had it with Don Revie one
year. Yeah, will you tell us that? You told me that story recently, John, about your experience with Don Revie.
Yeah. Well, it was coming near the end of the season. Actually, we were in the semi-final or final of one of the European Cups. I was away with the Irish team. I got injured. And I came over. I couldn't play anyway. But the first person I met was Norman Hunter. And Norman said, did you hear about the boss? And I said, no, what's that? He said, it looks like he's gone to Everton. He was spotted at Everton, going to yeah. Everton at Liverpool. And and it did come out that he was talking to Everton. Now, we didn't know anything about that. But no, and I didn't know because I was in Russia at the time. And Norman yeah. said, apparently he's gone to Everton. And I said, how do you know? He said, I don't know. I think it was in the paper. And I said, well, is he here? At the moment, yeah, he's upstairs, he says, in the room. He said, well, we go up and ask him. So we went up and asked him, and he says, yeah. And he started crying, you know, he was crying about it.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I am going to Everton. Well, we didn't win the cup. I mean, all the talk was, our lads, we were yeah. going to Everton, who were we going to get? And on a personal level, like I said to Norman, geez, Norman, my contract is up.
Yep.
I said, and you used to deal with the manager in those days.
Yes,
so we were all in bits. There was nobody talking about the European the Cup Winners' Cup final. Yep. We actually were beaten in it anyway. You know what I mean?
I do, yeah. And I know about the effect of it. I can imagine it.
Yeah.
When you get someone, I mean, Don Revie was not known for emotion. When you get someone of his stature, he went on and he took the England job, didn't he?
Yes. No, he didn't take it.
He didn't take the Everton job. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't leave. He didn't take the Everton job. He didn't get whatever it was.
But when he's right. breaking down crying and you mm. are so upset, profoundly upset, and particularly at Leeds, you know, you were a hard man. You were a tough team. Tears wouldn't have been in anyone's mind. But it just proves, doesn't it, the point you're making overall, and I have made several times on this podcast and elsewhere, that you don't say it until you're going.
Yes.
Yep.
But if you go back a few years when Alex Ferguson did
yeah,
it, and he said Christmas, and
yeah.
even at the end of the season, they never kicked a ball after that. Because this thing in the dressing room of team spirit, Eamon,
yeah.
how do you define team spirit? It's a group of lads.
Yeah, we win together, we lose together.
Lose together.
Yeah.
And you're in it together. You're really in it together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When the manager says, well, I won't be here at the end of the season, the first thing you know is, well, we've got to get a new manager. Who is it going to be? Players talk like that, as you know, Eamon.
I do, yeah.
We're getting a new manager. Who's it going to be? What's we're going to do? It's a huge distraction,
yeah.
to say the least.
Right.
When a manager's leaving at the end of the season. And I think the last couple of matches that Liverpool have played in have played like that.
Yeah.
They haven't played with the same spirit that
no.
we've seen Liverpool playing, that made them the great team that they are.
Yeah.
Particularly in the last two matches.
Yeah, and even at Atalanta in the
yes.
Europa League, beating them 3-0 at Anfield, not in a million years would that happen if they had
no.
their focus and they were going out on the pitch
no.
with the right
yeah.
sort of
yeah.
mindset. Let me move on.
Yeah, so, and just to finish, Eamon, team spirit is hard to
define.
Get.
Yes.
Define, and it's hard to define. But there is a team spirit. We're all in it together. We all
yeah.
believe we're in it together forever. And I know that was when I was at the South. That's what, like under Don Revie. You know, we're in it together. We're all playing for each other. We're all doing that. Your contracts are okay. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Then you hear from the club, and I think it was the owner's decision to make it public that he's gone at the end of the season.
Right. Let's move on to a club that never has these things. I mean, it's Arsenal and Manchester City now. City with a game in hand, point behind. You know, it's by no means copper fastened, but they are favourites. This would be the sixth title. No drama. No rows with players that I can, off the top of my head, think of. No serious, if there was a serious row with the player would be gone like a shot. But
yeah.
Guardiola has managed his clubs and that goes back to Barcelona, it goes back to Bayern Munich. One thing, no drama. Get the job done. He rotates his teams, and you'd have to say, just to look back on one match, John, that we wouldn't have talked about, their demolition of Brighton, at Brighton last Thursday night, 4-0, yeah. It was hugely impressive. You know, coming after the disappointment of losing on penalties to Real Madrid, it was a hugely impressive bounce back. Brighton only lost two matches at home all season, and they didn't lose any of them 4-0. And this was a very comprehensive performance and a very impressive one.
Oh, definitely. And that is the spirit there, Eamon. Imagine the spirit, if we could imagine it, Eamon, of him, the City manager, saying at Christmas, I won't be here at the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have no spirit. That spirit that we're talking about now is there because he is the manager. And we believe intends to be the manager next season. It keeps that spirit.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, with Pep, there's the volatility. Now, he's an entirely different character to Klopp, but the volatility that's been evident at Liverpool for a little while is not present. Different way of operating. And I want to just get your take on him. Where does he stand, John? If he wins the sixth Premier League title, in your view, where does he rank among the great Premier League managers? Ferguson, of course, being one of them, but also Bob Paisley. And he's in that conversation in a big way as being the best at all time, although he has had the checkbook when he needed it.
Yeah, well, it's very difficult to know, Eamon, because as you say, the things have changed in Ferguson's time, Matt Busby's time.
Yeah.
There wasn't the emphasis on the transfer system as that we have today.
Yeah.
In other words, Matt Busby built the team.
Yes.
You know, Shankly built the team in lots of ways. He didn't spend any more money than anybody else. Where times have changed now, where City they look to have more money than anybody else to do what needs to be done. But there again, like, you have to be buying the right players, Eamon. You have to be doing the right things to win it. So he would have an advantage in getting the best players in, but then you have to manage them and do what needs to be done. So in this time and era, he has to be the leading manager because of what he's doing. I mean, he won the treble last year, which was the Europe, because we were a lot of people were saying he hasn't won the European Cup yet with City. So he did that last season.
Yeah.
And now we're into it again. You know, like Arsenal have come on under Arteta. It's as you say, it's a two-horse race now at the moment, and it certainly looks like it. I have a little feeling for Arsenal, Eamon.
Yeah, you've had that for a couple of months, which kind of surprised me. I thought they were just a bit frail, or maybe wouldn't be tough enough to see it out. But you watched, and I watched the Spurs game yesterday. Spurs away from home. Yeah. North London derby, these are difficult games, as we saw with Liverpool Everton last week. Derbies are, they're not normal, and they go three up at half time, and Spurs fought their way back to 3-2 and had a penalty claim denied. And we both like Ange Postecoglou, since he's appeared. He's at the start of the season, he came. Spurs didn't seem to have a lot going for them, and they got some very good results, and he's got them into a challenging position for the Champions League. There's a question I want to ask you about him, though, John.
Yeah.
And it's set pieces.
Yeah.
And I have to give credit here to Ken Early, who writes in the Irish Times, because he wrote a whole column about Postecoglou essentially today. And it's a very thought-provoking and interesting column because I think even yesterday we saw Manchester City's first goal, brilliant cross from De Bruyne back in the net. And Arsenal also have a set piece coach, but Spurs don't. And he says he's not going to get one. And lo and behold, they gave a goal away from a set piece yesterday. What Postecoglou says is, I don't like the idea of a guy who specializes in this. I wanted to come from my own staff. Now, Ken Early's made a very persuasive case, in my view, that Postecoglou is wrong. And he uses as an example the Chelsea game where Spurs had two men sent off. They had nine men on the pitch for 35 minutes, but they still played their high line and they got thumped 4-1. Now, I think we both saw that match.
Yeah.
And the high line in those circumstances was crazy. And when he was asked about it afterwards at a press conference, it's just who we are, he said. I wasn't going to... What he should have done, and what I would have done, and I'm sure you would have done, is you get back in your shape, you sit in what's called a low block now, and you just defend your own penalty area and make it as hard as you can. But he said it's just who you are. And he's making more or less the same argument for not having a specialist set-piece coach. Yeah. What do you think?
I can understand him, Eamon.
Yeah.
I can understand him. He's doing what he wants to do. I wouldn't be in favour, generally, of having free kick coaches, corner kick coaches. I think the manager should be doing that.
Well, yeah, but this is where Arsenal have a set-piece coach.
Yeah.
Manchester City have a set-piece. And it shows, John. And the stats show here that Spurs have conceded 14 goals, which is the worst outside the bottom four. And I think when you see, you know, statistics like that, and you're giving set piece goals away, you've got to think, tell me why anyway. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah. No. Well, he's a manager with ideas of his own, Eamon.
Yeah.
Right. And the time he was down to 10 men, both of us agreed, I agreed, that you have to sit back and defend from there.
Yeah.
Right. He says no. No, see, all managers do what they like. If you look at his overall picture, Eamon, since he came to Spurs, he's done a big job with them.
He has, yeah.
Doing what he does, right?
Mm.
Now he would be the first to notice the corner kicks were losing too many goals from them, right? And I think his idea is, I'll put it right.
Yes.
And that's what I believe in management. for throw-ins. There's a throw-in coach. There's a this
no.
coach.
And then coach. There's not a throw-in coach, is there, John?
There
I don't
is.
Believe you. What, really?
There is, Eamon.
You learn something every
I've
day.
Seen it. Especially at Villa, they had it. Now, I don't know whether this manager has, but they had a throw-in coach. They have coaches for everything now.
Right.
Anyway, but that's what I believe, that when you're the manager, you should know what to do about corners for, corners kicks, free kicks for, free kicks. It's you don't have to be a genius to do it, Eamon. Now, obviously, the stats show that he's not doing it. But what he'd say to you, I'll get it right.
Right,
I will do it.
What he
I'll
says,
right.
And I'll give you the quote, here's what he says, John. I don't separate set pieces from everything else we do. It's just not how I work. I always try to create a collective environment for everything we do so that nothing is separated. I wouldn't feel comfortable bringing in specialists for one particular area just for the way I work more than anything else. You agree
totally
with that?
I agree with him.
Okay.
Totally agree with him.
I'm going to start watching him a bit more closely now. He certainly is a refreshing, interesting coach. He has made a mark in the Premier League. There's no doubt about that. They were, Spurs were going nowhere. They look like a team now that might go somewhere, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Now tell me about Arsenal, why you still think you still have a little...
Yeah, at the moment, Damon, I might change my mind. I'd have a few Bob and Arsenal rather than City.
Right.
They're more solid in what they're doing. You know, like City there, for the couple of weeks, left Haaland out.
Yes.
He came back and he scored a really good goal.
He did,
I would never have left him. I would never have left him out in a million years. So when I see them playing at the weekend, Arsenal, Eamon, they were solid. They were confident in what they were doing.
Yeah.
It's big stakes now at the moment. And they won. Well, they went 3 ahead, as we know. The keeper made a bit of a mess to put Spurs back in the game when he tried to chip the ball out.
Yes.
But they held on to it and they got the 3 up in the first place. You know, I think he's not scared of it. I think he's matured a lot. Arteta. In doing what they're doing at the moment. I don't think he's worried about anybody else. This is what we're going to do, and this is what we're doing. And I think they're doing it in a more solid way.
Right.
Than City are doing.
Okay, well, we'll watch that one, John. There's just a couple of more things I want to run.
I'm not saying anybody have a bet on them. I'm just giving you my feelings at the moment, Damon. I was put a gun to my head at the moment, or Arsenal to win the league instead of City. I'd have a go on them.
Okay. Just a last question about Ten Hag. He was booed off. The team were booed off the pitch at Old Trafford. I saw the match, actually. Burnley really should have beat them and beaten them badly. I mean, Casemiro, as I've said before on this podcast and elsewhere, his legs have gone now. He was a terrific player and he's only 31. He won 5 Champions League medals, winner's medals, with Real Madrid. He's been a terrific player, but now he can't run. I mean, Burnley are you know, at death's door, but they really were the better team. And Manchester United, John, they've just gone completely.
But some of his comments are amazing, Eamon.
Yeah, they are.
I think I read in the paper, he said afterwards, well, it's
it was a 1-1 draw, by the way, for listeners who don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting, he's saying. You know, what we're doing is exciting. You know, like instead of winning 4-0, where it's not exciting, he makes some very, very difficult statements.
Yeah. I think he's a chancer. I think he's trying to. He was going off the pitch on Saturday, and they were definitely booing him and the team, or maybe just him. And he was clapping the supporters while they were booing him.
He does it all the time.
Did you ever clap the supporters, by the way? In your long and distinguished career, did you ever even look at them?
No, that wasn't popular in my day.
I know it wasn't.
You know what I mean? It was just do your stuff.
Yeah.
In you go, do your stuff next time. You know, that's
If I'd have suggested to you...
I don't remember any manager clapping their supporters in those days, Eamon.
No, I don't either. I couldn't imagine you doing it. I couldn't imagine Matt Busby doing it, actually.
Never did. No. I remember Matt Busby doing it.
Maybe Bill Shankly, perhaps, who was a very animated sort of man, very populist kind of man. So
I think he used to do it when they won the league, Eamon.
Right. Once a year.
In the last match, I think I remember him going down to the Kop End to do that.
Yeah. Alex Ferguson?
Don't remember him doing it.
No. Okay, well, I know our listeners are very active and very critical of me, I should say, and rightly so. Most of the time I'm criticised. I get the odd name wrong and things like that. Things like that. But I suppose you still think Arsenal have a real chance.
I do.
Okay.
I do, Eamon. Yeah, I thought they were over the weekend. I thought they were very, very good. Away to Spurs, playing the way they did.
Yeah.
And I think City got away with it a bit. The centre forward.
They had chances. Chris Wood had two golden chances for first.
Two great chances. You know, I don't think they're as solid as Arsenal are at the moment. Especially with only, four matches to go.
Four matches to go. Okay, John, as always, it's interesting to talk to you, and we're very grateful to you. We're very grateful to John, to all of you who are listening. That's all we have time for now. We'll talk to you soon.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.